now gone through every single attribute except one. The final attribute, that does not mean that there's not going to be more episodes and sort of more things to cover, but the final actual attribute is HX Disinherit. So HX Disinherit is, I guess it sort of relies first on kind of understanding what is inheritance in HTMX. And most elements, most attributes that you set, so HX target, HX get, HX, you know, those are also setting them, whatever value set is also being set as the default for all elements below in the DOM. And the precedent for this, it's sort of similar to the way CSS works. So like you set a font size in a certain element, in a certain div, in a certain whatever it is, and everything that's within that, the font size is going to be set at that level until you override it, until you change it. So that's the overall concept of inheritance. It's kind of a familiar with the DOM. That's how a lot of things in the DOM works. So for most things, it's a big time saver to inherit that. Let's say you want to keep one value the same across your whole app for whatever reason. The docs give an example of a confirm message, which that works. So you set your HX confirm equals and you set your value, you know, when it pops up, it's always going to give you the same thing. If you want to, you can set that just per button. But if you set that at a higher level and everything, all the buttons inside that DOM are going to get that every time you submit something, they're going to get that same confirm message. So that can be a big time saver on a lot of stuff. If you know that you're reusing a bunch of things, then you can just set it higher up in the DOM. And that works for, you know, HX boost, for instance. That's a very common use case. You might want all your links inside your own app to be boosted, to be use HX boost so that it doesn't do a full page reload. And you can just set that at the root and then you can turn it off on individual cases if you need to. So this is kind of just the standard way that inheritance works. Most situations, it's going to do exactly what you want. It's going to save you a lot of repetition, but there's unexpected things that can happen too. And even just, you can see it right away with the example of HX boost or HX confirm. You're going to have a button that you don't want to have that message. And so if you've forgotten that you set HX confirm higher up and you're clicking the button and there's a message and you're like, where did this come from? Same deal with these other attributes. You have, you know, if you don't remember that it's inherited, it's not exactly clear right in front of you that it's happening, you know, what the thing is. So that's sort of the unexpected, the downside of inheritance. There was a good example of this on a Reddit thread called HX Select Reset. That's the name of the thread by a user, the Itchy Oyster. I didn't make that name up, but I'll link to the thread. And they had a section in their post that utilized HX Select to filter out the response for that area of the DOM. But inside that section, they wanted to do a different, you know, HTMX call and a different HTMX get. They wanted to replace a larger, different part of the page, maybe the whole page. But because they had an HX Select on a higher up part of the DOM as one of their parents in the DOM, that HX select was inherited to everything below. So even when they just did a regular HX get within that, they were expecting to get the whole DOM back. Instead, they were just getting the parts from the HX select. So that's kind of unexpected, right? If you set an HX select for something else, some other reason, you don't necessarily think, okay, well now all my HX gets below that are going to have this same HX select. It's a little strange. Or if you're not ready for it, which in this case, I didn't, you know, if you think of things as inherited all the time, it makes sense. But if you're not really expecting that, then yeah, it is confusing. So their question was a fair one. How do we get HX select back to the default? Like we just want to remove the HX select. We just don't want to have it on this element anymore. So they suggested, you know, maybe HTMX needs an HX select equals all. This might turn into a feature request. There are some comments on there. I made some comments on there. But it turns out the answer is outside of the HX select selector, outside of the HX select in general, the attribute. The answer is to turn off the inheritance for that element. And that's what this episode is about. HX disinheritant. Disinherit. It breaks that chain of inheritance. So you can break the chain, the specific chain, by putting in the name of the attribute that you want to break the chain for. So HX disinherit equals HX select. And that just takes that inherited chain and cuts it so that everything below it no longer has that HX select that's there, you know, that was inherited from there. Or the HX target, or the HX get, the HX confirm, all these things. Everything that is, you know, most of these attributes are inherited. Anything that's inherited, you can break it. You can also do a star to just, so you can do it one by one, you know, HX select, HX get, target, or you can do a comma separated list. So if you want, if you know which specific ones, you can do the list, or you can do the star, which just breaks the chain for all of them. Disinherit, HX disinherit equals star. That will stop the whole chain. So you can place this disinherit attribute on the same element as the original attributes that are set. So that's kind of a nice way to sort of say, okay, I'm setting this select, but I don't want this to be, you know, to go down the chain, rather than going down the chain and setting it on everything else that uses an HX get or something like that within that element of the DOM. So you can just set it right at the same point that you are setting the HX select or the confirm or the get or whatever it is. You know, if you want to make sure that it's not inherited, you can just use the HX disinherit. Or you can set it on the parent element. So somewhere else in the chain of the DOM, you can set it so that you can specifically say, okay, certain elements here, we do not want. So it has to be on the parent. It can't be on that. So, you know, down the chain, let's say you have another HX get that's sort of deep nested inside the DOM, and that's the one that you want to be not affected by the inheritance. You don't put the disinherit onto that. You put it onto the parent. So it's the parent that breaks the chain. So this is the final one of these attributes, these advanced attributes. We're going to do the next part is going to be the response and the request headers. So these are sort of special HTMX response and request headers. That'll be the next big chunk. But before we do that, I'm going to go through, similar to what we did with the basic attributes, I'm going to go through the advanced attributes that we've done, all of these sort of advanced attributes, group them together and sort of talk about them as a group and kind of, you know, try to find a way to put them into our heads in a way that we can sort of think of them together and remember that they exist. Because this is one of those ones, I didn't know this existed. It's great. And you just think, oh, yeah, everything's are inherited. But, you know, if you're using these inheritance, you need something to break that chain sometimes. So that's where the disinherit comes in.